We'll have a period of meditation. I'll offer some instructions. So find a way to sit that feels meditative to you, comfortable, at least to begin with. Upright, without being rigid or stiff, relaxed into an upright position. And when you're ready, allowing your eyes to close, turning our full attention inward into our bodies, into the present time experience of our body. Letting go of our plans for the future, our memories of the past, and settling into mindfulness, present time awareness. With each breath, with each moment, very useful to, from the beginning, remind yourself that what's most important is kindness. During meditation, it's not so important what happens. It's very important how you relate to what happens. It's not so important that you are mindful of every single breath. But the real test is, can we be kind to our inability to stay present? Can we meet our minds and bodies and hearts with mercy, with compassion? Can we meet the process with patience? With acceptance. And can we forgive ourselves for our imperfections, for our inability to stay focused, and even our inability to stay kind? Letting the breath be our anchor for these first few minutes. Breathing in, know that you're breathing in. Breathing out, feel the sensation of the breath leaving your body. Over and over, focus, connect, sustain. And when your attention wanders, meet it with an accepting, understanding, and friendly attitude, gently returning to the next breath. bringing our attention back to the breath, doing our best to connect and sustain mindfulness with the sensations, seeing more clearly how each breath has a beginning and a middle and an end. Acknowledging the impermanent nature of each breath, of the process of breathing constantly changing. If you're new to this kind of meditation, returning your attention back to the sensation of breath over and over is a really good and useful place to begin. Trains the mind, breaks our addiction to thinking, our identification with the planning mind, judging mind. Over and over, letting the thoughts be in the background. Reconnecting awareness with the breath. It's not the whole practice, and those of us who have been at it for a while know that we have to expand from the breath to the whole body, bringing present time awareness to the sense doors of smelling, tasting, seeing, hearing. And the sensations in the body. Posture, contact. The energy and emotional experience. Still doing our best to resist the temptation to get lost in thought, thinking about what's happening and just investigating it. Bringing awareness to the direct experience of what it feels like sitting here on this cushion, this chair. What's happening in your heart, in your tongue, your ears? including the mind itself, bringing awareness to the process. Thoughts continue uninvited, continue to arise, plans, judgments, fears, cravings, resentments, whatever is happening in your mind, bring the attention to it. Observe your own mind, mindfulness of thoughts and the content of thoughts and the process of thoughts. Just like the breath, another organic experience of this human body. Breath comes and goes all by itself. You're not breathing, the body is breathing you. Likewise with the mind. You can't stop your thoughts any more than you can stop your breath. But you can be mindful of your breath. You can be mindful of your thoughts without getting lost in them. Mindfulness brings us into direct contact and awareness of what's happening moment to moment. When we get lost in our thoughts, in the stories, we often lose awareness of the present. By staying mindful, embodied, present, we get more and more ability to choose how to respond to what's happening. Putting kindness and compassion out in front as our intention. Your body becomes uncomfortable. Doing your best to be compassionate towards the pain. Your mind and heart become peaceful or filled with something pleasant and joyful. Such a deep tendency to want to cling to it, to attach ourselves, try to hold on. With mindfulness, we see that clinging tendency and we practice letting go, non-attachment. Allowing everything that arises to pass.